saved, bred, or used in research. Born Loretta Pleasant on August 1, 1920, Henrietta was the ninth child. Her mother died in childbirth with her tenth, and her father brought the children to his family home, where they were divided up amongst relatives. Henrietta, then age four, ended up with her grandparents in Clover, Virginia, where the Lacks had been farming tobacco since slave times. She grew up in the house, a four-room cabin, which originally served as slave quarters when it was owned by her white great-grandfather. Her grandparents were also raising her cousin, David Day Lacks, who was 4 years older. Henrietta grew up with a passel of cousins, attending school through sixth grade. Her first child, Lawrence, was born when she was 14. Her second, Elsie, was born when she was 18. The father was her cousin, Day. They married when she was 20 and continued farming tobacco until World War II. Her husband found work in the Baltimore steel mills. By 21, Henrietta had moved to the suburb, Turner Point, Maryland, part of the great migration of African Americans from the farms to the cities, where she had three more children, David, Jr., Sonny, Deborah, Dale, and Joe, who later renames himself Zachariah. At 28, Henrietta mentions a knot on her womb to her girlfriends. At 30, she gives birth to her fifth child. When she's spotting, unexpectedly afterwards, she goes to her local doctor and he tests the lump. He expects syphilis. When the test turns up negative, he recommends her to the gynecology clinic at Johns Hopkins. Although a top hospital in the country, and free, Hopkins was also segregated and the only nearby major hospital that treated colored patients. Her medical chart speaks volumes about the lack of medical services for African Americans in that time and place. Recommended surgeries that go unperformed, recommended tests and treatments skipped, a toothache for 5 years before eventual extraction with others. By 1951, Henrietta's cancer was aggressive and deadly. While Henrietta spent 2 days in the ward for colored women, a vial of radium sewn into the wall of her cervix, resting on her tumor, her tissue was being cultured in Dr. Gay's lab at Hopkins by Kubitschek. One of the missing links for culturing cells was avoiding contamination. Gay's wife, Margaret, had training as a surgical nurse and trained everyone in the lab. Another link was finding the perfect culture medium, which was a concoction of chicken blood, fetal cows, salt, and human umbilical cord blood to feed the cell. And the third link was Gay's roller tube culturing technique, a large drum that continually rotated and incubated the cells. In order to ease record keeping, each sample was simply labeled with the first two initials of the patient's first and last name. The lab had cultured many cells with Gay's promising process, but eventually all of them had died. Gay and Kubitschek kept expecting Henrietta's cells, like all the other cells they had cultured, to die. These, which were labeled HeLa, did not. Meanwhile, Henrietta continued with her life. She returned to Hopkins for a follow-up radiation treatment. The shrunken tumor was evidence of success. She started X-ray therapy, but every weekday for a month meant that she'd had to tell her extended family. Standard procedure would have been to tell her that the treatment, meant to kill any last vestiges of cancer, would leave her infertile, but a note in her medical file indicates that she did not know until 3 weeks into the treatment. Benevolent deception was standard medical practice at the time. Doctors were encouraged not to confuse or upset patients with information that was beyond them. Henrietta returned to the doctors a few weeks after her last X-ray treatment, complaining of pain, but was sent home. 2.5 weeks later, she could barely urinate and again returned. An X-ray showed an inoperable mass, and the doctors recommended daily irradiation to ease the pain of a terminal cancer. She went to the hospital for a treatment on August 8th and stayed. Day brought the children until the nurses forbade it, and then he brought the children to park under her hospital window. More tumors and unabated pain were constant companions until her death on October 14th. Meanwhile, Henrietta's cells lived on. There was a promising polio vaccine under development, and it needed to be tested. Cells would be the last step before human subjects.